From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Okay. It's live radio. I was fixing one of the mics for one of our guests. I should have taken care of that before our guests got here, but I appreciate their patience. We're in studio with staff from Hope Christian School today. Terry Heisey is here, the head of school. Robin Taylor, the principal of the elementary school. And Roxanne Vineyard, the director of enrollment. Thank you all so much for taking the time to join us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
I'm not sure if our some of our listeners may not have dialed into this yet, but each month we're having a different school featured throughout the month. And it's really kind of KLYT's effort to encourage the Christian community, the community in general, because anyone's welcome to tune in, to consider alternative to what they maybe are doing in way of educating the kids. So we've had schools from all over the state, and Hope Christian School, Terry, you've been there a little while, 32 years. The relationship with the campus at Calvary Church is not a new thing. We see Hope doing graduations and other activities, and so much appreciate not only what we've seen here on our campus at Calvary Church, but wow, to watch the last couple decades, what's happened on the south side of Paseo del Norte. Wow.
Yeah, we first of all, we appreciate you. Thank you for having us on, and enjoy the opportunity to be able to speak about our school. But Calvary and Hope, we've had a longstanding relationship, a good relationship for a long, long time, and we really appreciate the partnership that we've had. We do have our graduations here. We regularly tap into your ministers here to come over, and youth ministers to come over and speak to our kiddos, you know. And Hope has actually, you know, been around since 1976, if you can believe it. So we're going on 45 or 46 years, and excited about what the next decade or two holds for Hope Christian School. And the very first year, they had 54 total students in the high school.
Which is actually great, yeah, for our first year of school.
Yeah, exactly. Especially starting in high school. They did it a little bit differently. We went from high school and then added a middle school, and then we added an elementary school. So it's kind of a little bit backwards.
You know what? From the startup schools I've been around, I hadn't really thought about that. Yeah. True. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a good journey, and we're really thankful to be able to provide Christian education in the community.
Yeah. Any alum on staff?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot. Yeah. I don't even know how many we have, but we do have quite a few. Yeah.
Well, there you go. You were preparing folks to come and be under rowers at Hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Well, and I want to spend time visiting with each of you. I'm going to actually throw this out to any of you. We, like I said, are encouraging parents to consider alternatives to maybe what they're doing now as far as education for their kids. Why do you feel like what Hope offers, and Christian schools in general, because the truth is all the schools that we're featuring throughout the year are Christian schools. Why is that so important?
You know, I would love to answer this, but I think a really good person to answer this would be our director of enrollment management. And the only reason is because Roxanne is a fairly new addition to Hope. She's been at Hope. This is her third year now. And I would like for her to speak to that because she has some fresh eyes on the whole topic.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. So I would say something that is really attractive about Hope is that we really look at the whole child, as we say. So it's not just about the academics, but it's about their social well-being, their emotional well-being, and their spiritual well-being. So we think all of those things are very important, and we want those to be addressed in their education. We also view our parents as a partner with us. So we really feel like we can be the most successful when the parents have their trust and faith in us, and we can have that relationship with them.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that prior to coming on the air. So often we'll have discussions during breaks or before we get into studio and on the mic. It's like, save it for radio, save it. But it is important for parents to be involved and not just to expect that someone else is going to completely educate their kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And we really welcome our parents to be involved. We actually have a really active parent-teacher fellowship.
Oh, that's great.
At Hope. So we want our parents to be stakeholders in our school as well.
And we only have a limited amount of time, but for those listening and considering alternatives for their kids, the ways that you talk about, concern for their spiritual well-being, their social well-being, academically, can you go into a little more depth on some of that?
Yeah, I think Ms. Taylor would be a really great person to talk about what that looks like, especially at the elementary campus.
Yeah, and Robin's only had a little bit of experience at 28 years at Hope. Was there teaching before that?
There was. I taught for 13 years. So okay. I taught fifth grade and kindergarten.
Okay, veteran.
I've been there a while.
But I'd be interested to hear your insight into that.
So really, I mean, I think when people think of a Christian school, the first thing they think of is you're going to talk about Jesus all day, which is the benefit of a Christian school. So, but what we do is we take that spiritual aspect and weave it through everything. That's mm-hmm. what we're talking about, dealing with the whole child. We want to make sure that they're growing up and being the best people that they can be. And they are who God created them to be, and they find their purpose, and they find their joy in that. So it's kind of, it takes all of us. I mean, the whole staff is invested in these kiddos, and we want to make sure that the parents know that we love them as much as we love our own, and we're excited to see what God's going to do with them.
All right. Terry, any more on that topic?
No, I think that was well said. And just to add to that, these kids these days, and our teenagers and young kids, just need to know that Jesus loves them,
mm-hmm.
right? And especially with the last 3 or 4 years, it has been extremely difficult with, kids fighting depression and anxiety and being holed up in their house for a number, sometimes a couple of years. And so we just want to share the love of Christ through our educational program and through our sports and through all the things that we do in our fine arts. And we really feel that that's a really needed thing for our community.
Yeah. And I'm in a big amen that we talk about policies on different programs here, maybe policies at the Roundhouse or stuff that's happening around the world or nationwide. And you turn on the news and it's like, man, and I was actually in a Bible study this morning where, as a Christian, part of the attitude is come, Jesus, come. But there's work to be done in the meantime. And you guys are doing that when these different topics come up. And I've said this on a few different shows, but it's just the world we live in, whether it's homelessness or crime or violence or whatever, all those issues that are contrary to how Jesus would have it be done, we see you can't legislate morality.
No.
And by raising kids to love Jesus and know Jesus, that's the answer to all of these woes.
Well, it's really just a battle for the hearts and the minds of these kids. I mean, it really is a spiritual warfare. And we plant the seeds as best as we possibly can. Hopefully, in the end, these kids will go out and be community members that we're proud of. But not only that are living for the Lord, and are living out the mission statement that we have.
Well, let's talk about the good things. Whether it's Hope Christian School, and I'm going to throw this out there. And if you don't know, it's okay. I don't know exactly, but you've been doing this long enough to know. And I'm going to guess, but I'm pretty sure I know, that children enrolled in a curriculum like you have, a private school, a Christian school, we're going to see higher graduation rates, probably more kids going on to continuing education, and really getting to a place in a career or whatever they're going to do after school where they're really having a positive impact in our community.
Yeah, most definitely. I think our graduation rate is about 98%. We send 97 to 98% on to college 2 or 4 year programs. Roxanne can correct me if I'm wrong, but we're proud of our graduates, and they're contributing all over the world, really, in different areas of life.
Yeah. So for those who are listening, if you've already paid attention, you know there's an elementary school. I don't think we mentioned it on the air yet. We did before we went on the air. There's a preschool.
There is.
Bookends, you called it, I think, Robin.
Yep, bookends.
Preschool through high school. So parents who are wondering, when can I get my child into a program like HOPES? How would a parent go about that? What are the steps to going from I'm interested to getting more information and making a decision?
This is a great time for parents to be considering choices for their student next year. We typically open our applications in October, and we just finished our early application deadline. So we're currently in our regular application pool. We have, all through 3-year-olds through 12th grade that parents can apply for their students. And we are seeing a very high need for elementary this year. So we are accepting applications, but approaching full at that campus. Middle school and high school, we still have plenty of space. So we just encourage parents to hop on our website and click the admissions tab, and there's a flow chart basically explaining each step and phone number. We're happy to walk the parents through step by step exactly what needs to be done.
Okay. And the website again?
It's hcsnm.org.
If you didn't get that, hcsnm.org. I was going to go somewhere with that. As parents are considering a lot of the things you talked about, often when you guys come on, the sports program comes up. And actually, before we went on the air, I'm not sure I knew about the newer sports program that's become available at HOPE. And Terry, I don't know if you want to handle that or.
Well, I could talk about the sports in general. About 5 years ago, we decided to initiate elementary sports program. And so this is our fourth or fifth year of it, I believe.
Yeah.
We have basketball, volleyball, track, flag football.
Cross country.
And we have about 700 elementary students, and we probably have about 372 that are participating.
Wow.
In athletics. Yeah. And so we also have that same opportunity in the middle school, and we have the same opportunity in the high school as well. In fact, we have about 21 varsity sports in the high school. And we just actually this year, Steve, we eclipsed the 100-year state title mark. So we have over 100 state championships in the high school this year. Yeah. So, and it's no secret that kids like to be active. They want to be active, and the parents want them active. And so we want to provide that outlet for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret to those that are familiar with HOPE at all, what Coach Murphy's done there in basketball. And we could go on and on about that. Mm-hmm. Well done, Coach. Are there other programs you want to draw to people's attention that maybe they're not aware of?
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't want to leave people out. I don't think I can probably name them all, but I know the girls' soccer team just went undefeated this year, and they won a state championship. We have a swimmer that's going to be going to Florida State on scholarship. We actually had a rodeo championship.
Wow.
Way back. Probably 10 or 12 years ago. Yeah. So our track team is very good, cross country. It's just all around. Our volleyball was in the Final Four. You know, our football team won a state championship several years ago. So we're excited to be able to provide that opportunity for our kids.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to get to. I mean, coach has done so well, I wanted to make sure to shine a little light on some of those other achievements, because that's not easily. And you said 100 state championships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100.
I should have written it down. How many years now?
46, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we have drill team won back-to-back state championship this last year. We have cheer. I don't want to leave people out. We've had a great golf team, tennis. We've had good tennis teams, and baseball and softball, and I don't want to leave anybody out. Yeah. But
are there things like debate or?
Yeah, we have a debate team this year, and they actually are going to be going to the state championship here in a couple of weeks, and so we have opportunities. We have a mountain biking club. We've had a chess club. We have a Spanish club. We had an elementary yoga club. So we try to offer different things for different folks.
Right. And if parents have questions about that, the best way, of course, probably the website to go to, we mentioned it earlier, hcsnm.org. That's for Hope Christian School, New Mexico, hcsnm.org. And now you've been anywhere from 3 years to over 30 years, 32 years for you, Terry. Are there any testimonials or stories that really, over those years, that stick out to you that, that's exactly why it was so important for a kiddo like that to spend time in an environment like this? I kind of put you on the spot. I know that.
Yeah, I'm trying to run through my mind. I mean, our halls are full of all of the senior composites with every graduating class. And when I walk through there, I'm constantly amazed at what some of these students are doing. I mean, from worldwide missionaries to lawyers to doctors to educators to service companies. And so I wish I could pick one out and just, give it to you.
We had one of them as a broadcaster here not long ago.
Who's that? Yeah, Abby was here.
We miss Abby.
Yeah, Abby
she is a great addition to Channel 13 now in that organization. So we wish her well.
Yeah.
I appreciate the time that Jim Williams, who mm-hmm. people still hear on ABQ Connect, obviously he and Abby's mom invested into her. It's clear that some good things were poured into that young lady. Yeah.
And I know, Levi, the Luscos, and Levi was a student at Hope and has great ministry up in Montana now. And
yeah, our listeners still hear Levi on a short vignette. It's called Fresh Thoughts throughout the day here on KLYT. Those who may not, maybe they're new to the radio station, don't realize his connection to Albuquerque. Yeah. Well, I also want to touch on, because I'm trying to think about a parent who's listening who doesn't, who currently is considering alternatives for their kids. And they're when I've had conversations with friends about private school, often it is, I could never send my child to private school for the obvious reason. I think some parents, correct me if I'm wrong, make the assumption it's not something they can afford. But I think that's probably contrary to what a lot of people would think. Am I right?
Yes, I would definitely say that we are an affordable option for many families considering private school. And what we also offer is a financial aid process. So those interested in K through 12 can apply for financial aid to help them cover their costs. Something I love that Hope does is we do have an interest-free payment plan, so parents can pay throughout a 12-month period on their tuition just to help them with the overall costs.
Well, and it's something that I routinely will tell someone who comes to that assumption. Before you do that, go to the website, okay? At least do that. And for Hope, it's hcsnm.org. Or pick up the phone and set an appointment to get in and talk to someone. Get the information before you make a decision, because it actually potentially could be a decision you're making for eternity. As we're putting kids in a place where they can hear the good news about Jesus and make a decision for Him. Okay, so we're getting near the end of our time. Actually, we've got about 2 minutes. And Terry, I want to make sure, because I'm sure there's something else before we get out of here you want to make sure to cover.
Well, I just wanted to touch on something that's really actually important in our world and our society today, and that's security and safety. And, you know, I want our community to know that we do have four armed security guards on campus, on all of our campuses. And in this day and age, it's important.
Yeah.
And so we feel that it's important enough to provide that for our community. And it's been very, very well received. And we're appreciative so much of our security team. And our staff and our administrative staff and our leadership team is experienced. But the first thing I want our community to know is that our staff really, they really care about the kids, you know. And they take time to pray with them and minister to them. We take retreats. We, you know, do all those kind of things that school does. But the personal attention that our staff gives to the kids on a daily basis is really unique.
I'm going to tell you, as an outsider, because I didn't have kids that went to Hope, the people I do know who had kids that went to Hope, and I've mentioned a couple of them that we have, it is clearly a family. There's lifelong connections that are made, and I think it's important. And I'm not talking about chums. We're talking about Christians. And I used the word in another conversation with someone earlier today. For those who are familiar with the word koinonia, it's a Christian fellowship. And I want you guys to know, as an outsider, it's clear. It's an encouraging aspect, and it makes it easy when someone comes to me, even though I didn't have any kids at Hope, to say, you need to connect with them and find out what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your time. And again, we have in studio with us Terry Heise. He's the head of school at Hope Christian School. Robin Taylor, who's the principal at the elementary school, and Roxanne Vineyard, the director of enrollment. The website for Hope Christian School is hcsnm.org. Thanks again for you guys coming in. Don't be surprised if you hear this again before the end of the month, because we really want to take the time to make sure people are up to speed on what Hope's doing.
Well, we appreciate the time that we were able to be here, and thank you for inviting us.